Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, The Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. How do you know that you're about to approach burnout, and what do you do when you think that you are burning out?
I think it's something that can affect you and you don't even realise it's coming. You know, like if you're having a really busy time at work or you're going through some stress, I use exercise as a tool. Like, I'm not someone who sits and meditates and can really slow my mind down, but when I use exercise as a tool and nutrition to make me feel good and productive and energised. So if things are getting difficult, I'm quite good now at just sort of stepping back and putting my phone down for a few hours and thinking, like, what's the work? Let's just say I release a new product or something goes wrong, or, you know, something you think's not been a success. I think, well, what's really going to happen? Like, just slow down and actually think about, you're going to be fine. Everything's been fine, and tomorrow you'll be fine. You'll learn from it. And I don't really let stress and anxiety get to me, because it's crippling, isn't it? When you feel it, you feel like so much is on your plate at once. It can be really debilitating. So I'm good at kind of using exercise as a tool, stepping away and just having a little breather. And yeah, refocusing, and also having a down period. So I don't work 365 days a year. Like, I do have a month off here and there where I can just switch off, chill out a little bit, and then I re-energise myself to come back to work.
Yeah, I've got into the habit of not looking at my phone on Sundays for sure, because I'm the first person to admit I'm addicted to my phone. I'm addicted to social media.
What's your screen time a day, do you know?
I think
mine's
it's
6 hours.
It's 6 hours? Oh, that's
6 hours.
That's way too much. That's way more than me. Yeah, mine's like 2 hours or so.
Only 2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours, yeah.
So, yeah, but
that's because I've actually reduced it, and you know
that's
what?
Amazing. That's the lowest I've ever
really?
Known. Yeah.
Oh, no. Mine's about 2 hours, which I still think is a bit too high. If you think 2 hours of your waking day, if you're awake for over 12 hours, that's like, you know, a sixth of your day.
No, well, I'm doing half. I'm doing 50% of my day looking at a screen on my phone.
But I suppose that for a lot of people, I mean, that's your business, isn't it? And Instagram and social media is our business, so that's sort of the reason why it would be so high. But you know what? There's people out there who do not have businesses on social media, and they're just consuming the content.
Yeah.
And 6 hours of consumption of any content is way too much. And I know that's having a negative impact on particularly the younger generations, because there's a lot of competition. Even for me, I'm the first person to admit, I will scroll through my feed and I'm like, oh, this person doing this, and oh, maybe I should be doing that, or, you know, you compare yourself even at a subconscious level.
Yeah, constantly, of course.
Does that happen to you?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I suppose it does. I follow a lot of other people and, you know, I get inspired by certain people. But yeah, you are. You're just, before it was like it would just be you and your friends and that was all you concerned yourself. Now it's like there's all these people that you follow with certain lifestyles, and yeah, you know, you think, what? How have they got that brand, or how have they got that house and that car, and how are they flying around, you know, the world? But you just have to just, honestly, it's so important just to focus on yourself, and, you know, it doesn't mean they're happy just because they've got, you know, private jets and they're flying around with
exactly.
Expensive cars and stuff. But yeah, and that doesn't truly motivate me anyway. I'm more about family and spending time with experiences and travelling with family than buying things and material things. I'm not really like a collector of stuff. I think it's just a bit like, it doesn't really do much for me.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.